الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان ربي الله أكبر تحياتي الله أكبر الحمد لله الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم الحمد لله my respected elders and dear brothers we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah Rabbul Izzat has been so kind to us so merciful to us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so many favors my dear so many ni'mat and favors Allah ta'ala has blessed each one of us with my dear that they say that the more shukr we make to Allah, the more gratitude we show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah ta'ala will increase us in our favors, inshallah. My dear brothers, Allah ta'ala has made us as human beings. Allah ta'ala has made us as human beings. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wish, He could have made us from among the animal kingdom or from among the plants. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the best of His creation, ashraful makhlukat. And my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us this world. Each one of us is on a journey in this world. Our journey has started from Alam al-Ruah, where all our souls were gathered there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us something to the effect that, am I not your Rabb? Alastu bi Rabbikum. And we all replied, yes, you are our Rabb. And from Alib Arwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transferred us into the stomach, into the womb of our mother. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of us. In the 3 years of darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of us. And from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transferred us into the stomach of the earth. And my dear brothers, we are on a journey. We are on a journey. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to be successful on this journey. Like how every person desires to be successful. A student that is studying, his desire is that how he can be successful in his studies. A person that's working, his desire is that how he can be successful in his job that he is doing. The person, a businessman, he wants to be successful in his business. So every one of us desires to be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is who is our creator, who is our sustainer, our protector, our nourisher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows us best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. And Allah ta'ala wants us to be successful. And how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us? We hear from ulama ikram that Allah loves us 70 times more than what our mothers love us. We all know the love of a mother. It can be, the mother can be sleeping. She can be in a deep sleep. It can be a cold night also. And that baby has to cry. What will happen? The mother will forego her sleep so that to see to the child. Another example is given. They say a family had gone out to the mall. And whilst they were at the mall, this two-year-old child was separated from the rest of the family. And for an hour had gone by, and they looked for the child all over, but they could not find the child. After 2 hours, after 3 hours, they still haven't found the child. What sort of grief and anguish and uneasiness goes through the parents at that particular moment? For 3 hours, they're looking for the two-year-old child, and they can't find the child. They are distraught. They've given up all hope. And after about 4 hours, a person comes and says, "Is this the child that you're looking for? Is this the child that you're looking for?" What emotions of happiness and what ecstasy and what enjoyment goes through the mother at that particular moment in time? This is my child. Yes, this is the child I'm looking for. They say 70 times more than that happiness and enjoyment that the mother experienced at that time. 70 times more than that, Allah Ta'ala loves us. And Allah Ta'ala wants us to be successful in this journey of life. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the belief of the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent a person will bring the greatness of Allah in his life, and to the extent he will bring the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life, to that extent he will be successful. That is real success. To the extent that we will bring the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our life, and the requirements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we obey, to that extent we'll be successful. Because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, something to this effect, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا that فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَانِ النَّارِ وَأُرْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ. That person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam and entered into Jannah, paradise, definitely that person is most successful. Definitely that person is most successful, my neighbors. So that is a success that Allah Ta'ala, who is our creator, who is our protector, who knows us best, who loves us, that is a success Allah Ta'ala desires for us. And my dear brothers, this life that we have got in this world is very, very temporary. Nobody, with certainty we can all say our date of birth, but date of death, nobody can say. When the time of ours is to come to leave this world and return to the akhirat and go to the next phase of our life, nobody knows that. They say the system of coming in this world is a grandfather, father and a grandchild. But the system of leaving this world, there's no system, there's no set pattern. The grandchild can go before the grandfather, the son can go before the father. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Anbiya alayhi salam. Send an Anbiya alayhi salam from time to time to guide mankind to the correct way. Until finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came as a mercy unto the entire mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last of all prophets. He was the seed of all prophets. And his responsibility was that how every person that's going to be born can be saved from eternal punishment and entered into Jannah. By the way, today in the world, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, but we have understood that for us to have the things of this world and to live a comfortable life and to have ease is, you know, we are living the best of life. But the real thing, we've got iman. We have got iman. But the thing is, we have to die with iman. One is to have this iman, but to die with this iman, that is what is required, brothers. They say shaitan is making 1% effort in this world now on us. And with the 1% effort that shaitan is making, we get swayed. And we get lost sometimes. At the time of death, shaitan is making 99% more effort, brothers. So how much more effort we have to make to safeguard this iman? And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us months like these, like month of Ramadan. This month of Ramadan that we have is a great ni'mat and great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pious people of the past, 6 months before Ramadan, they should prepare for the coming of Ramadan. Why? Because they understood the value of this month. In this Mubarak month of Ramadan, a sunnah action carries the reward of a faraz. A faraz action carries the reward of 70 faraiz. At the end of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives each and every person, majlis. So this month of Ramadan is such a great month, majlis. Allah Ta'ala has given us opportunities of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, changing our direction of life. We say this month of Ramadan is not the month only to put a pause on all the guna, all the sins that we are committing, but to remove all these sins and remove all these evil that we are and the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala that we are committing, majlis. Because we don't know. Ramadan will come again. But whether we will see another month of Ramadan, we got no guarantee. We got no guarantee that we will see another month of Ramadan. There are so many people that were here last year Ramadan, and they were hopeful to see another Ramadan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had some other plans with us. So this life that we have to make such an effort we have to make, that every command of Allah, of salah, look at the first command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that came down was salah. The first thing to be requested on the day of Qiyamah will be Salah. A person who answers whose salah is in order, then all the other questions that have to follow will be easy for a person to answer. But Allah protect us, Allah forgive us, if our Salah was not in order, then all the other questions that have to come will be so difficult for us to answer, my dear. And today, look at the condition, my dear. What is the condition of our 5-time Salah? Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, the environment is there. So for us to come for our Fajr Salah is easy. For us to be here for Asr, Zuhar, well, is easy. But the test is outside the month of Ramadan. And how this will happen, that where the salah, like how in the month of Ramadan we are here for our salah, out of month of Ramadan, how we can continue with that, that will come because when we realize the virtues. And what is the punishment? A person who misses one salah is like one who has lost all his family and wealth. Imagine a person, whatever possessions that he has, he loses all of it. Whatever family he has, he loses all his family. So, similarly, a person who misses one salah is like one who has lost all his family and wealth. How sad a person will be, what pain would a person be undergoing when he loses his wealth and family? What pain will he be undergoing? We should be as much pain, even more, like when we miss one salah. They say the distinguishing mark between a Muslim is Salah. A person who reads his 5-time Salah. A person who reads his 5-time Salah, Allah will grant him 5 favors. The first is daily sustenance is made easy. Each one of us today is making what effort? We are making an effort to see how we can earn our sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a person who will say 5 times daily Salah, he will make it easy. Today, what do you think? That, you know what, if I go to leave my job, I close my business and go to the mosque for Salah, then I'll be losing out on my sustenance. But they say Salah is a thing that will bring our sustenance, my dears. Salah is a thing that will bring our sustenance. So that's the first thing we'll get. A person who says 5 times in Salah, Allah will grant him his sustenance. The second, he'll be saved from the azab of Qabr. The punishment of the grave is a haq. It's a reality. Each one of us is going to go in that grave. We cannot escape that. A person who says 5 times in Salah, Allah will save you from azab of Qabr. And Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu used to cry so much. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu used to cry when it was spoken about the grave. Someone asked him, said, "Oh Usman, why do you cry so much when the grave is mentioned?" He said that the grave is the first of the stages of Akhirat. The first stage of the stage of Akhirat is the grave. That person that is successful, then all the other stages will be easy for that person. So by the way, that Allah Ta'ala will bring that azab, will save him from azab of qabr. The third, he will get his book of deeds in his right hand. Meaning he will be successful. And the fourth, he will cross a bridge over Jahannam with the speed of lightning, and he will enter Jannah without any recurring measures. Each one of us is in need of these favors. Allah Ta'ala will grant us this if we are constant and we are punctual with our five times daily salah. So we have to make this effort. And today what happens? Because of the weakness of our iman, because of the weakness, we don't realize the virtue. We don't realize what punishment Allah Ta'ala will give us if we have to miss out the salah. That is why that worry and that concern is not there, my dear. And the best way to create that worry and concern is to remind each other that, hey, it's salah time. What time is salah? Salah is now at 5:15. Salah is at 5:30. Remind one another and keep track of time through salah. A person who will do this, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give him istiqamah and salah, inshallah. And together with this, my dear, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made this deen very, very easy, my dear. Has made this deen very, very easy. That is, my dear, we have to live our life in the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And my dear, for this complete deen to come into our life, we have to make this effort. We have to make this effort of talking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminding each other about the shortness of this life, and preparing for that akhirat. And that is why jamaats move out. That is why jamaats are moving out all parts of the world, to remind each other that what is our responsibility. We are in the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our responsibility is the same responsibility that was the responsibility of Anbiya alayhi salam. And what was that? Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, to this effect, that kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. That you are the best of creation, taken out for the guidance of mankind. You should enjoin good and forbid evil and believe in Allah. So this is our responsibility, my viewers. In the month of Ramadan, as much as we should exert ourselves as much as possible in the ibadat, in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Quran Sharif tilawat, all of those things we should exert ourselves. But together with this, 2 days ago was 19th of Ramadan, the Battle of Badr, 17th of Ramadan, the Battle of Badr took place. And there the decision of the existence of mankind, of the kalima being traveling this earth, took place. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cried so much to say, if 313 Sahaba are killed, then who will there be to take your name on the surface of the earth? So because of the Battle of Badr took place in the month of Ramadan, Fatah Makkah took place in the month of Ramadan. In this month of Ramadan, Sahaba and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also sacrificed in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear, a short example. You see, this life of this world is like what? Take an ice cream and take a diamond. Take an ice cream and take a diamond and show it to a 5-year-old child. What will a 5-year-old child take? He's got an ice cream and he's got a diamond. What will a 5-year-old child take, my dear? He'll take the ice cream. Why? Because he realizes, hey, the ice cream has got some taste, has got some color, has got some feeling to it. So he will choose the ice cream. But now, 10 years later, when now he's 15 years old, he's a teenager, and you're going to tell that child, that, you know, tell that teenager that, you know what, when you were 5 years old, I showed you an ice cream, I showed you a diamond, and you chose the ice cream. They say, how foolish of me. How foolish of me. Had I only taken the diamond at that time, I would have still been eating ice cream today. So similar is our condition. Today we are being fooled by the glitz and the glamour of this world. We are being fooled by the glitz and the glamour of this world, which is ice cream. And we are forgetting about the diamond, the akhirat, the jannah which Allah Ta'ala has promised us. And we are all focusing all our efforts and time on what? On this temporary world, which is the ice cream. And we are forgetting about the jannah. So my dear, we have to now focus on this the month of Ramadan. Let's make this intention and let's make this determination that now we will make our goal akhirat. We will make our goal akhirat and we will make effort to attain that akhirat, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, concerning this, our jamaat is here. And jamaats are moving out for what? So that how this deen can become prevalent in the entire world, my brothers. So alhamdulillah, we humbly request the brothers to make some intention, inshallah, in this month of Ramadan. Also to spend some time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. We'll all try and do this, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Also now this time between Asr and Maghrib is a very auspicious time. We should busy ourselves in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is the day of Friday also. Durood Sharif in abundance. Send Durood Sharif on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in abundance. A person who will send Durood once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him 10 rewards inshallah. We'll all try and do this inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.